Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Iris Bunshaft. And this is already the last segment, the day flies.
Flies.
Of the Christina Liu Show. But I know this is not TV, but I have a show and tell.
Oh.
Does anybody know what this is?
Mala
beads. Rosary.
Oh, I love you.
What is it?
Love
Victoria
it.
Knows. Yeah. Mala beads.
Oh, and they're really pretty.
It's Buddhist thing, and you say, the you know what you say with them? Om mani padme hum. And you say that 108 times.
Look, see, and that just rolled off his tongue. He struggles with last names and managed to do that.
But what is the
signature? Yeah, but he had all those beads.
Then you got to count every one. You do 108 times. And that's what Buddhists do every day, and they do it multiple times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen the sign. You see the wheels they roll and stuff?
Yeah.
What else is the significance of 108? We're going to show and tell now.
No, it's really attractive. If John really was my friend, he'd give me that. It's very pretty.
You want it? 108. It's 108 days since Christina Liu's birthday.
Wow. That's right. Roll up a tongue. No, I'm not taking your beads. But these are
I'll get another one.
These are really, really pretty.
I didn't even get that.
Yeah, it's very pretty. Yeah. So we're all getting sidetracked here. It's really gorgeous.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay, now let's go back to Christina.
Everyone's getting party favors over here. But back to the town of North Hempstead. You know, we always talk about every month or so, the town has partnered with AARP to provide these defensive driving classes. And they're usually only offered at Clint G. Martin Park. But now the town is partnering with AARP to kick off a safe driving public awareness campaign. So it's going to be at all different centers throughout North Hempstead. And the first one is kicking off on July 23rd, which is Monday.
Yeah.
I can't believe July's almost over. I'm like, oh, my God. At Great Neck Social Center. So it's $20 for AARP members and $25 for non-members. The course is, and what's great about this, it's actually open to drivers of all ages, which is great, too. So definitely check that out. Call 311 or 869-6311.
When you give a telephone number, particularly for seniors, you need to say
311.
More slowly.
Yes, it's 311 or 869-6311. I really recommend everyone go because you can get money off. You could learn a few things. So it's definitely something worth checking out. And another amazing thing that North Hempstead is doing is they're actually just put out an RFP to hire a zombie property coordinator to help address troubled properties in North Hempstead, which I think is really proactive of the town. They're looking for a housing quality improvement program coordinator who would be responsible for locating, researching, and addressing vacant properties in the town. This will actually be through a grant that the town received. So I think it's really great for them to do that. You know, just for there's so many different reasons for the town trying to do this. You know, whether it's an eyesore or dangerous, safety, whatever it might be, foreclosures. So it should be interesting. So stay tuned on that. We'll give you more information as that kind of unfolds as well. also, we had mentioned last week, the town again this year is doing this drop-off program for parents with children or for your grandparents. You know, maybe you have your grandchild over and you don't know what to do with them. It's really great. There's three different parks that are offering this kind of drop-in program. One is Broadway Park in New Hyde Park, Camera Park in Albertson, and Fuchillo Park, that's in Carl Place. But each day, there's all different things, whether it's some kind of kickball or basketball, volleyball, indoor games, sprinkler fun, art things. So you could actually call 311 or 869-6311. And get a full schedule of events because each day it's a little different. But I think it's great. It's free. You know, we all know that camps are a fortune. And you know, so this is nice if your kid is with you or your grandchild. And you could just go pop into these things with them. And it's, you know, let them interact, which I think is really, really nice. So that's a great initiative that North Hempstead is doing. Also, we want to remind everyone from the receiver of taxes, Charlie Berman, that your second half of general taxes is due Friday, August 10th. So we just want to remind people there's a whole bunch of different location sites that you could call and get the information.
The second half of which of the taxes?
The second half of the general taxes.
General taxes.
That's right.
For those who wanted to take advantage of the tax benefits from 2017 people paid in advance.
That was already done in January.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I haven't received a notice.
There you go. There you go. But
has that ever been resolved?
You mean whether we are going to
right,
be...
Right.
No.
No, I don't think... I personally think it's going to happen, but... And I haven't read anything about it.
So you didn't get a notice either,
nothing.
Then? Right. That's but, why when she you said go. It, yeah. you know, you had to think.
I know. We just trying to hit everyone at the top of it, but yeah, we shall see. So we'll have information on that as it... John, you just pulled up the same thing I was thinking.
Oh, good.
Oh, excuse me, John. Yes. I don't know. Your question may have been, excuse me. The New York State, New Jersey, Connecticut, and one other locale, I don't remember, are now suing the federal government.
Right, but it's the federal government's decision. So no decision has been made whether
The suit hasn't even been established yet. I mean, it was, what do you say, it was started.
Right,
the
right,
suit
right.
has been
yeah.
started or initiated. What position it's in, I don't know.
Right.
And it's going to take a long time to resolve that. A lot of money is involved.
It's got to be resolved by April of next year. Because that's when you're doing your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't report it, if you take it off and it's wrong,
right.
you're going
to
get a penalty.
So we have to watch that.
So that's it's going to self-resolve.
Yes, you're
right.
Because
if it doesn't get through the courts, when you do your taxes in April of next year,
mm-hmm.
you can't write it off. And if you do, and if it's illegal, mm-hmm. then you're going to get a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to err on the side of just taking the $10,000. That's my guess, and I'm not an accountant. This is not any advice. We'll go back to...
Yes, sorry.
Let's get away from
yeah,
those.
Full disclosure, just stay tuned. If we hear anything, we will always say... but last week, we actually reported that town supervisor and elected officials were urging federal reps to fund a Veterans Affairs community-based outpatient clinic. So apparently they listened, because this Monday, Senator Chuck Schumer was at Fun Day Monday with a bunch of town officials and local veterans. He's really pushing this.
Yes, in Hempstead.
In town of North Hempstead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's really difficult, because if anyone knows, if you're a veteran or, you know, take care of a veteran, whatever it might be, transportation can be an issue. You know, a lot of them are in their 80s and 90s, and going to Northport or it's really difficult. There's one in East Meadow. There's a satellite office in there, too. But it's just, we really feel like this is something that came out of the Veterans Committee, and it's something that would be great to have an office within North Hempstead to take them to, which is definitely...
Oh, it'd be great. Tremendous.
And I just think it's great. I mean, this literally came out like last week, and then boom, the Fun Day Monday, this is who they came back. They said,
right.
Oh, my God, you know, the federal reps are listening, which I think is showing government at its finest how things work, which was definitely great. speaking of Fun Day Monday, I want to remind everyone that it is in full swing. Every Monday, it is at the beach at North Hempstead Beach Park. But a special one is going to be on July 30th, which is the annual Senior Health Education and Information
More
Fair.
More importantly, are you going every Monday?
I'm alternating Mondays, but I will be at that one.
Okay, that's important to know.
That's right.
That's like the celebrity. And Christina Liu will be there.
Yes, I'll be signing autographs at the health fair. But there's going to be a whole bunch. All these different organizations will be there. You can get literature. There'll be tons of screenings available.
Where is it held?
This is at North Hempstead Beach Park, which is right in Bar Beach on West Shore Road, and it kicks off at 10 a.m. There is transportation available at all different points throughout the town. So if you call 311 or 869-6311, you could get information on that if you need transportation. And there's free parking too for this event. So I really recommend people go. Fun Day Monday has so many things going on, exercise classes, a book club meets there, there's coloring there, sometimes there's guided walks and then entertainment. It's really a circus of all different kinds of things. And also on August 27th, which is the last Fun Day Monday, is the Hometown USA, which is a salute to the armed forces. And there's a classic car show there too, which is lovely. So that's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then every Monday in between, they have, great things. So, and there's rain dates on Thursday of that week.
Okay.
So it hasn't.
I don't know who did this, but somebody has sunscreen
oh, yes.
at the park now?
Who is supplying the sunscreen?
So it's actually a partnership through NYU Winthrop.
Right.
So they are providing it. So
No, but they're not the manufacturers of it. Whose product
NYU
is it?
Whose product is it? Yeah, it's NYU's right. NYU is paying for it. Yeah, we're not paying for it.
I understand, but whose product is it?
I don't. I have no idea. Yeah, I wouldn't.
I thought that was strange that it doesn't say. It
no.
should.
Yeah,
no,
I don't.
Shouldn't. Because if I'm buying the product and I'm the one who's distributing it, it's my credit. I put my name, whether it's Johnson & Johnson, I put my name over it.
I want to know the product that you're telling me.
Well, I'm sure if you call NYU Winthrop, but we're just saying, listen, any sunscreen I'm going to go with is better than no sunscreen. Mm-hmm. Because unfortunately, that's an issue a lot of people, I know in my own friends, might go and not put something
right.
on. So now you have, and I've seen this on the beach, you know, and it's a nice dispenser and you can walk by and it's at the pool, it's at all different locations.
I've never seen it. I just know
throughout Northampton. I actually, because I was trying to scope this out when I was at Fun Day Monday.
And you don't have to touch it.
Yep.
I mean, you don't have
to
touch the machine.
Yeah.
All you do is put your hands on it.
Yeah, it's really great. So that's available there, which is wonderful. And another thing that's also at the beach is the ADA compliant beach mats that are rolled out on the beach. So this is for wheelchairs or walkers. Or even if you have, you know, a baby carriage or something, whatever it might be. And it's really, really nice. And it goes right on the beach and you're able to have access to that at North Hempstead Beach Park and Manor Haven Beach Park as well. So
perfect. Oh, wow. We're out of time. It's amazing.
Whoa. Tune in next week. We have Kelly Steinman on, who's going to talk about, she's one of our nurses, talk about summer safety. And then we have a woman talking about ABLE, which is mobility issues.
That's it. You're listening to 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a great weekend.